Late. Welcome back, everyone. You're watching We Heart Therapy, the special series EFT Talk. I'm your host, Dr. Bell, licensed marriage and family therapist and certified EFT supervisor and therapist here hosting from fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm super excited to bring back to our show. We have Jim Thomas, and he is an international speaker. He trains therapists. He's trained therapists in across four continents, and he's been in practice for 30 years plus, and he's just an incredible therapist. He's also an expert in attachment and doing couples intensives, and I'm super excited to bring him back to our show today, and we're going to be talking about the art of doing couples intensives. And so, Jim, thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's always good to talk with you.
So let's talk intensives. So I have a lot of couples, you know, I'm doing a lot of intensives, and they are a game changer. I absolutely love them. And one of the first questions I get is, what is an intensive? What do you tell people?
Well, I appreciate this. Well, I think one way to think about it is how I got into intensives. I'm doing attachment-based work, emotionally focused therapy. I also go out and train. And somewhere around like 2009, I believe it was, a person from another state calls me up and says, two therapists in my state recommended you, said you could help save my relationship. I've had a terrible time. You know, like 4 years ago, I had the, you know, my partner, my spouse said things aren't working. And I wrote this list down of like nine behavioral changes to make, like come home fast, you know, sooner from work. And then I wrote emotional connection ? I just found out, I mean, things quieted down and my partner just said that they're done and I don't want to lose them. The person starts sobbing and they ask, let's tell you how long ago it was. They asked if I could do therapy on Skype. Does Skype still exist? And I said, no, but, and I'm looking out, they're so desperate. I'm looking out and there's a Holiday Inn across the street from my office. And I said, I suppose you could come here for few days and we could work together with your partner if they're willing to come and see if we can turn you back towards each other. And the person said when, and I started doing intensives and they started to grow on me. And then I was doing both intensives and weekly therapy. Intensives I just found worked better for me and how I show up as a therapist, which is, these are important questions. Like if you're a couple looking for an intensive or you're a therapist thinking about doing intensives, I found a nice synchrony between how I like to dive deep early, how I want to stay deep longer. I want to do, you know, work on these negative cycles and patterns in a very meaningful, emotional way, not just kind of intellectually get it. And I found that having that time together without, you know, breaking it up into weekly sessions was really good. So When people ask me, like, why an intensive, one of the first things, really common sense answer is it's practical for a lot of couples, right? And maybe practical for therapists. You can be nice to be able to work in a concentrated way for like 2 or 3 days with someone, a couple, or a family. And then also for the couple or the family, we get to do this concentrated work. So it could be like one of us works in a career where getting a weekly appointment is next to impossible. I'm a, you know, high level surgeon. I'm always on call. So therapy keeps getting canceled. If I can get out of the rotation for 3 days, come see you. So there's practical reasons, but I think it's really important to step back. Either as a therapist thinking about offering intensives or a couple going to an intensive, is that word intensive? Mm-hmm. What makes it intensive? Is it in some way a more intensive experience? Or are we just stringing mm-hmm. therapy sessions together? Mm-hmm. I developed this kind of unique perspective because I've seen, you know, well over 300 couples, let's say, that at least 150 of those couples have had two or more couples therapists before they reach out for an intensive. A lot of them have EFT therapists. And one of the things that I'll hear over and over from couples is you know, my couples therapy, the therapist was too passive. They just let us vent. They just let us talk. We got all sorts of ideas about what was wrong with us. You know, we got all sorts of feedback about what we do wrong. And they would give us this like behavioral advice of things we couldn't even do in the session. But then we're supposed to go home and try these things. Or they told us our type. I learned I was an ENTFP and my partner was a Myers-Briggs or Enneagram. Or I learned that I'm a withdrawer, she's a pursuer. But we didn't really dive deep down enough to make changes. So there's practical reasons for doing it. But then we want to ask, is it an intensive experience? Is it geared towards like moving towards profound change events, profound movement? If I'm going to take the emotional risk, the financial cost, the time, the energy, and put hope into this, what are you offering me as a therapist? If I'm just going to get like 14 sessions strung together, the sessions I've been getting, I don't think that's really worth it other than the practical reason of because of your career. I think you found this. We talked about it because you're a little newer to it, but you've been doing intensives for a while. How much more deep can you go, right? Mm-hmm. Don't you find that when you don't have to break the session up, right? You don't have to ask, how was your week?
Right.
Do you find that you can go deeper with couples?
Yes. And often I find one of the dilemmas of the regular weekly sessions, especially with the working professionals and they're coming on their lunch break for therapy, is that they often struggle to let themselves really go to the deeper places because they know I need to be able to get myself together and go back to work and function and to shift gears. So that intensive environment allows for more of a container for them to go as deep as they need to go, talk about what they need to talk about without worrying about, I need to be able to collect myself and get back on with my dates. Like, we've just devoted some quality time together to go to the depths that we need to go to.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's a good reminder that if you do weekly couples therapy, you have to warm up each time, right? And maybe you're coming from work. If you're at home, you know, you had to put the kids over here and you had to get this done and then you sit down. And I find that the warm up for an intensive for a couple or a family is they're feeling about it, thinking about it, reflecting on it for days or weeks before they come. And I think that process you're describing of then at the end of the day, we can go together and sit in this rather than running back to our regular lives. Mm-hmm. So my first piece of advice, if you're a therapist and you want to do intensives, what does that mean to you, the word intensive? And find some meaning in it. So if you're saying to people, I'm offering you an intensive experience, find something that syncs up with your way of being, the way you think about couples and families, and the way you know, maybe your primary therapy approach. So I think there's practical reasons we've described that it's concentrated. Mm-hmm. And like you said, that we're not having the distraction of, you know, you only get to be there for an hour and then you got to go home and I don't know if I want to melt down before we go back to work. Yeah. That we can go deeper and go down into more meaningful, more, you know, this is we heart therapy, right? Down into the heart more. I also think that intensives can be very good with crisis. You're reeling from an affair discovery. Mm-hmm. You're trying to heal something. You know, a previous wound in the relationship. I do a lot. I think, you know, this, I work a lot with addiction programs, residential wilderness programs, trauma recovery programs, and I'll get referrals, you know, coming out of residential placement, one of the partners or family members, and we want to do some continued work, come see me a month or two later for doing some of that healing work and some of that support when there's been a lot of crisis. So practical reasons, it's concentrated. We can go deeper. It could be good, contrary to what some might think, to help with a crisis, slow things down, bring people back together, and for healing. But I do think it's
traction.
Yes, and get some deep traction.
Yeah, like a lot of couples will come to me, you know, they've been seeing another therapist and it feels like their work is stalled or, you know, they're just, you know, they're really looking for some kind of traction, especially if maybe there has been like an affair, you know, and they're really struggling to figure out why this happened, you know, and getting to the root issues and having that more intensive setting, you know, 2 days, maybe 3 days, all day, you know, where we're able to just really, you know, like what you said, get to the heart of the matter. Right. And we're able to be in it together and we sort of have this safe container, you know, where we can sit in it, sit with it. We don't have to like, oh, my gosh, we opened a can of worms. Now, how do we quickly cram it back in and go back on with our life? It's like, OK, we can actually deal with it, sort it out, organize it, you know, and that really helps get traction where couples can then feel like, OK, we made it over the hill or over this plateau. And we feel a lot more hope. We know the path forward. Yeah. You know, and they feel way more at peace about the process.
Yeah, I believe what you just said is it's so important. Traction and hope. So traction and hope. If you're a therapist thinking about doing intensives and you've been working with couples, I would ask, do you hear often that you build hope, that be it working with you generates hope? Are you a hope builder? To me, to offer intensives, and people come and devote 2 or 3 days or four. I mean, some people do like week formats, you know, long times. If that therapist is coming from a kind of neutral stance, we can't expect too much out of this experience. I believe most couples and families that come to me, at least my personal experience, that deep down inside, they're hoping for something with like traction. They want a meaningful experience. They look and they're deep down inside a wish for something magical or transformational in this important relationship or family relationships. So I think that's really a good way to think about it. So if you're a couple looking for an intensive, you can ask a therapist, like, do your couples tend to gain a lot of traction? Do they come out closer? Do they come out more hopeful? Do they come out? It makes me think about that question of what makes it intense. I was thinking about this the other day. I don't think it's an intensive if you're just stringing sessions together and you're not going to sort of shoot for the stars, you know, with people that are taking this risk. If you're looking to sign up for an intensive and you find out that the first day is going to be a lot of assessment, we're going to give you assessment batteries and give you feedback, and then you'll go off and talk about the feedback. And then the next day, maybe we'll practice skills, you know, we'll practice active listening. We'll practice taking turns talking. We'll practice empathy, or we'll try a dialogue. We'll practice the Imago dialogue. We'll go through the Hold Me Tight book, depending on the model. If you hear what we teach is negotiation skills, compromise, or it's a chance to ventilate, or we're going to teach you your types. We're going to teach you, you know, you're a withdrawer, you're a pursuer, and how you're going to get along better. You're an Enneagram 3, you're an Enneagram 6.
Yeah.
You're a this, you're a that. I always ask the question of those things, can all of that be done in weekly sessions? Is there any advantage to doing any of those things in an intensive? Mm-hmm. Now, my personal bias, you know this, I'm an EFT therapist. A lot of the therapists listening are attachment-based. I think skill building, an overemphasis on typing people, putting people into their you know, like label, venting, not good couples therapy, negotiation, compromise, as Sue Johnson says, it's aren't business arrangements. These are bonds, emotional bonds.
Mm-hmm.
I would be asking, if you're going to do intensives yourself, what is it about doing it in an intensive format that's going to be different and more gain more traction, to borrow your word, than doing it on a weekly basis?
Mm-hmm. I like what you say too about like typing people, and you know, I've had couples come in where one partner feels hopeful upon receiving some kind of a typology. You know, it's like, okay, now I have, you know, something that like a meaning, you know, or something meaningful about why I do what I do or why I've done what I've done. And then that gives me hope for a solution. And that's great. You know, and then I have, you know, sometimes even within the same relationship, the other half that feels completely judged and labeled and backed into a corner by labels. And I love EFT because it's so redemptive, you know, and they're just saying, come and just be me. And in those weekly sessions, you know, where their therapist is saying, you know, you might have this disorder and you might have that disorder. And I've had clients who are like, no, like, I don't want to be seen as a disorder, because they're really saying, look, there's a legitimate context to what I'm struggling with. And I need someone to stop judging me and see my heart and step in here and get what I'm going through. And that intensive environment, I feel like, really provides this optimal space for us to do that.
I love that. Well, here, when I say, you know, yeah, exactly. If you've struggled, you're struggling with depression and you're not kind of aware that's what's going on, and then your friend or colleague or therapist says you seem depressed, it can be great relief in having a name for it and understanding. If you learn, like, you're doing EFT therapy and you're reading Hold Me Tight or Love Sense, for example, two great books by Sue Johnson, I really have tended to emotionally withdraw in this relationship, and I kind of avoid some of my deeper underlying needs. That can be very liberating and relieving, and it can organize your experience. For me, an intensive is all about the next step. What now? What now? You're going to come see me, for example, and I think if they come to see you, that their commitment is, does this, like, I would be asking questions, you know, if I was calling. And I'd be asking myself as a therapist, if you're watching this, believe, especially if you come from like an emotionally focused therapy perspective, are you making a commitment to go that next step, to go that level deeper, to take the time and the energy? Can you be there for 2 or 3 days for a couple or a family? And yes, we all have to come up for air. Can you go back? You know, there'll be bathroom breaks, and then you come back to that person who was previously withdrawn, who was crying, who wants to say it was just their allergies, and say, but I was just here with you. I was in that place where this reminds you of you, and your father turned his back on you, and now your husband is dirty. So Roy, it feels like your father, and you get into tears. Unless we find those tears again, can we find those tears again? Are we going to make that commitment to go deeper?
Mm-hmm. Can I talk about that for just a second? You know, to therapists who are thinking, you know, like, could I be a therapist who does intensives? And, you know, it's funny because intensives are actually what drew me deeply into wanting to do couples therapy. You know, when I was in my master's degree, you know, I always had a passion for helping relationships and such, but there were a couple movies that came out that featured, of, you know, couples intensives in a variety of settings. And I loved them. You know, they're absolutely fabulous movies. They're like, that's what I want to do, you know? So, you know, and I, you know, ADHD therapist, and I mean, not only I specialize in clients with ADHD, but I have ADHD, and, you know, EFT as a modality has really helped me understand and create, you know, a system of interventions that helps me help myself and my clients. But I always thought, you know, as ADHD, you know, great sprinter, I can run lots of sprints, marathons I kind of suck at. So I thought, oh gosh, you know, this is a marathon. You know what? I love it. You know, I do hour-long sessions, my regular sessions, and so I've had to get really good at going really deep, really fast. But, you know, I thought, oh my gosh, like, if I'm used to just doing these hour-long sessions, am I going to be able to hack it? And I was surprised, you know, that even me as an ADHD therapist can really thrive in the intensive setting. And honestly, guys, it's a game changer. I absolutely love it. And just to be able to sit together and yeah, you have restroom breaks, which offers that reset, you know, you have lunch, but my ability to stay with them and go deep and linger, I mean, I'm amazed. It stretches out into that marathon, and it's beautiful, and it feels beautiful. And, you know, my couples, that's, you know, I like what you said. The number one thing is they come into my door, they're struggling to find hope, to hang on to hope, you know, or desperately seeking hope because they've come in hopeless, and they walk out with, now I have hope, and that feels great. And they have a path forward, you know, and it's amazing.
Well, maybe in the ADHD, like you're talking about, this also allows a hyper-focus, right? I just have this couple in front of me. I'm not thinking about all the other tasks I have to deal with. And And the more I engage with them emotionally, the more interesting they are to my heart and my brain, and I get lost in them, right? And and I appreciate you. We need more of that, you know, to just say, like I'll say, I was an addict, you know, I was at risk of dying back in the day from drugs. I'm grateful for my 38 years of sobriety. And I like to say it sometimes. So if there's a therapist out there, it's like, well, I struggle with addiction and I'm a therapist. Well, I get you. I understand you. But I do, sidebar, we'll be ADHD together a little bit. ADHD is not an attachment style. I just want to say that. Maybe that's a video we could do. Yeah. ADHD is neurodivergence. There's frames for it that can help, like busy brain and things. It is not directly correlated with whether you have an anxious, secure, or an avoidant attachment style. Yeah, so that's just a sidebar. So I like what you said. If you're thinking about doing intensives, though, if you're in an EFT world, when people call me up and say, do you think I ought to do intensives? I ask two things. Have you gotten comfortable being in a stage one struggle? Have you gotten to where you can go towards pain, sadness, fear, longing, when the partner's not able to be responsive? You know, and sit with both those people, because you're going to want to go there more often and in a way quicker and in a more intense fashion in an intensive. So you won't get that break after an hour and a half of being in their struggle together. I used to talk about in my Gaining Traction, Get to Softening workshop, being in the struggle is a part of it. When they see you're willing to be in their struggle like all day, and then have you had experience slowing that struggle down so it's not a reactive, crazy pinball machine, or one person's doing all the talking and the other person's quiet? Have you learned to go find the more emotionally avoidant, withdrawn parts of people, you know, the traumatized parts of people, and stay with them and not back off? Or do you find in your work you kind of swim in the shallows and you're still not sure how to get to deeper emotion? I would work on those skills before you go and invest in doing intensives. And have you been to bonding events? Mm-hmm. Have you been, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 couples, you know, where you've taken them from really difficult places, like on the brink of divorce, affair recovery, mm-hmm. addiction things, attachment injuries? Because the people who are going to call and the couples watching this thinking about an intensive, you know, at least 50% of you are thinking about an intensive because you're in crisis. Mm-hmm. You have unhealed wounds, right? Very difficult situations. And they want to go to an intensive therapist who can be in that.
Yes.
Right? Be in that. It's a good point.
I find that, the clients really want someone who can sit deeply in their struggle with them, to really see both of them and to help them find a path forward.
Yeah. And then I think another, like from a therapist perspective in general, or an EFT therapist perspective for couples and families, have you had experience with therapeutic leadership when there's high reactivity, or, mm-hmm. you know, it's a couple that's very intellectual and would just like to talk about the problems, or their.
Or we want to talk about feelings from a distance without feeling our feelings.
But in particular, where there's high reactivity. Have you learned an ability to come in with more empathy and empathic reflections, validating, use the cycle frame and slow things down and access primary emotion early on in that process? If you're still not doing that, if you sit with a couple that's come for 2 or 3 days, and I think as a couple, you wouldn't want this. If we already struggle, if we go to therapy now and we tend to want to talk over each other, we get into these arguments, we just go back over the last fight or the last, you know, we know our cycle, we don't know what to do about it. You're not going to want to sit with a therapist who won't structure that experience. So there's this EFT skill, this couples therapist skill of being able to provide structure while going deeper. Structure, go deeper. That I think is an important skill to have before you start offering intensives. And that's what I say when mentors ask me, you know, do you think I'm ready? can you sit and do, you know, seven sessions a day over maybe 3 days with couples in stage one, some of those couples in stage two. And at the end of those 3 days, you're okay. Because in a way, that's also a good way to know. Ready to string a lot of work together with one couple.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, something that I would recommend, if possible, and this is something I did, and I think part of it is because I'm a very visual learner and very hands-on learner, is I had one of my mentors do an intensive with one of my couples, and I sat in through the entire intensive with them, you know, through the process, so I could get a feel for the flow. How does this go? You know, really being immersed in the process, you know, like really experiencing it alongside with them, you know, so not only can I see it from their perspective, but from the therapist's perspective, if I am someone who just does regular sessions and I'm thinking about going to the intensive model, you know, I highly recommend, you know, seeing if you can be a part of one where maybe you have that, you know, that professional mentor who is an expert in it. You know, if, you know, they're working with your couple, can I go along for the process with you? You know, and
right.
It's phenomenal for me.
Yeah. That's a beautiful idea, right? To or maybe go do an intensive yourself. You know, if that would be useful, sit in one with your partner or family member and get a feel for what is it like to be in the room, or at least maybe kind of visualize and imagine and ask yourself, you know, what would it be like? What would I, if I'm, you know, driving from Reno to Vegas to see a therapist for 2 or 3 days, what might be happening to me? What's the meaning of this to me? And put yourself in that kind of experience. Mm-hmm. I have questions, you know, people say, well, if I call a therapist, you know, what should I be asking them about doing an intensive? And I very much am a believer in, do get to talk to your therapist for at least 20 minutes before an intensive, a half hour, get a feel for them, because you're hiring the person in many ways as much as the model or approach. And if you're a therapist, you could ask yourself these questions, right? But I'll say, well, listen for and ask the therapist about their views, their values, and about intimate relationships, about close relationship, about, you know, being romantic partners, and see if they take a stand. And does the stand match up with what you're looking for? Or do they, if you ask them, you know, we're coming in, we're in this relationship, in a committed relationship, like we have doubts, we may not make it, we're on the brink of divorce, you know, we don't want to be judged, or, you know, if we decide on divorce, but are you neutral about whether we stay together, or, you know, will you work to give us the best possibility of finding a way to be together in a fulfilling, good, and useful way? How much do you engage in the intensive? Will you structure the intensive? Will you keep us from doing the things we've done in all these other therapy sessions that haven't been helpful to us? And can you talk about how you started doing intensives, what they mean to you when you do them, and kind of what's your success rate? And then get out of the way and let the therapist talk and see how it feels. Should we, before we wrap up, just talk about a few practical aspects about intensives for the therapists that are listening?
I think that's a great idea. And again, I just want to reaffirm, you know, as a therapist doing intensives, they are a game changer. Absolutely love them. And one of my favorite things before I ever became a therapist and as a therapist is I love connecting with people. And I feel like an intensive really just provides so much more of an environment to have that beautiful, deep connection together.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's a good way of saying something. I hadn't really thought of it that way, but I love about it. Sometimes at the end of 2 or 3 days, there's an emotional intimacy you get to experience with a couple or family when they surprise themselves so pleasantly and make vulnerable reaches for each other and gain a better, like, heartfelt, deeper understanding of each other. And maybe scared about how do we follow up, you know, and what's next, but that they get to experience that. And I think once, you know, there's some experiences of connection that once you have them, mm-hmm. you can't quite go back to the same level of disconnection. You still may have a negative cycle. You may still struggle. You still may need ongoing work. But once the heart's connected at that level, mm-hmm. it's almost yeah. like there's a stickiness, you know, and it won't completely pull apart.
Well, I love that you're saying that. One of my favorite sort of analogies about what we do as EFT therapists and doing intensives and doing couples work, you know, it's sort of like, you know, couples are in crisis. It's like being in a fire and you need someone who can step into it with you and without feeling judged, without feeling pathologized, and help you come out of it, trusting that you're not going to get burned, you know. And I mean, especially when you're in crisis, like I need someone who can go in there with me and be in there with me where I'm not going to be judged. And there's incredible opportunity. I teach all my couples that it feels so painful, but in that disconnection is an opportunity for you guys to get even closer, to deepen your connection and your bond and your intimacy. And we come together and we learn how to do that in the midst of pain. And it's amazing.
Yeah. I like that. It ties into things that I hear from couples who've been in a lot of couples therapy, because this is a sort of a unique population. You know, I get a lot of referrals from other therapists that are stuck with, you know, they're like, we're kind of stuck, we plateaued, or I need, would you please see them? And then maybe they can come back to me, you know. Or couples have seen two or three therapists, they don't have a therapist, they want to try something different. They heard something about, you know, Jim fights hard for marriage, or I had a wonderful, an author, fairly well-known couples therapist on the East Coast that told the couple, they said, you know, you seem lost, you know, you kind of like don't know what else to do with us. And they said, that's true. You should go see Jim. He saves marriages in 2 days, you know, like that. I want that. I want people to have that hope. I want them to feel like I'm willing to shoot for the stars. If we just get to the moon, that's still meaningful and progress. We got deeper, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll go swim in the Marianas Trench of emotion with you, where it's deep and painful and there's pressure, and be there for each of you mm-hmm. before you can be there for each other, and do this in a concentrated way. Mm-hmm. But to me, if you want to do intensives, if you know about like a bolus in medicine, you know, you go to and you find out, oh, I've had an E. coli infection. I've had it for 6 weeks. That's really dangerous, or 2 months. They put me in a hospital and they tie, you know, they intravenously give me this high concentrate of antibiotics because we've got to get this out of your system, right? That therapy is a high concentrated bolus of attachment work, emotionally focused work. If you're an EFT therapist, it's like emotionally focused therapy on steroids. I'm seeking to access emotional withdrawers' emotions and soothe pursuers' intense emotions in the first hour and a half. I'm not swimming up here. I'm not spending a lot of time doing all sorts of assessments. I want to get that traction going very early on. Mm-hmm. I start that process before I even meet them. I start with half-hour phone calls mm-hmm. with each partner, or a little longer if I talk with both partners. And I'm looking to get those, you get it, exactly. I'm doing empathic reflection, validation. I'm leveling things, normalizing things. I'm going towards their pain and their longing. And I'm seeking right from the beginning to create a bond with a relationship with the emotional bonds in this couple or family, that my clients are the emotional bonds of the couple or family. And that I'm going to work and listen to that bond and help me not get lost in like diagnosing. And you know, I love this. I get some therapists that refer to me and they'll ask me, do you want to talk to me before or after you see the couple? Mm-hmm. And somebody wrote something really brilliant the other day. She wrote, you know, I've sort of gotten lost in a DSM view of this couple. Maybe mm-hmm. it'd be best if you just met them first.
Yeah.
Because I don't find that is as useful, right? I would also tell people, I don't think it's all that useful to say to a couple that we're going to do an intensive in which we maybe work for like 2 hours in the morning, you take a break, and then we work 2 hours in the afternoon, and we do maybe 12 hours over 3 days, you need the concentration. I want you to lean into the concentration. I do 14 hours in a 2 day, 14 direct contact hours in 2 days, 20 hours in a 3 day. And I find couples, they'll come back from day one very tired, but very pleased that they went so deep. And yeah, I was trying to think of that. I had another thought about practicality that I was thinking about this morning, but I have forgotten. It'll come to me. Do you have anything you have to say about the practicalities of doing intensives?
I think the biggest practicality I have is just to set the expectation for everyone, that you're not going to be able to solve everything, but we will be able to get traction, get to the heart of the issues, you know, help you feel deeply understood, make sense of the mess, organize it, help you get to some deeper places, have hope, and paint the road ahead, you know, the next steps. And I think that's important. What do you do, Jim, for couples? Do you paint the road ahead for them? Like, here's, you know, for follow-up, or here's what needs to happen going out of here to maintain the work that we've done?
We paint the road ahead. And I mostly reference what they've been experiencing over the last 2 or 3 days. I recently developed and just started implementing to help them what are vulnerable moments that you saw in your partner or family member, vulnerable moments you want to remember in yourself, what did you learn about your cycle, but these core takeaways. But I want to make sure that what I don't do is come up with a plan that is sort of things like quid pro quo, to set you up as a couple or family for things you may not be able to do. You know, I want to focus on the vulnerability you discovered with each other in the sessions, and how can we keep coming back to that underlying primary emotional experience and vulnerability as a follow-up. So I like the way you said that was a wonderful way of talking about what's possible in an intensive and knowing that we can't promise not everybody's going to come and get to the most powerful, deep emotional places. For the therapist listening, you know, I have a lot of experience, so don't come, you know, doing EFT for a long time. But to give you sort of a touchstone, I very typically get through withdrawal reengagement in its entirety, and I'm at least starting to get towards pursuer softening in a couple days, right? In that 14-hour time. And I did some work with EFT therapists and supervisors back in the day, different, just had like 5 couples come see me where one of them was an EFT therapist, and heard this same thing from 5 different therapists, that this is really more like 20 sessions or something, because we don't have the beginning and the end. We're not having to do that joining and closing. There's a joining at the beginning and a closing at the end. And so that helps with the concentrated bolus type of, it's an immersion and intensive experience. Well, I'm glad we're talking about it. I hope it becomes a wider used approach. I believe in it. Mm-hmm. I hope and wish that therapists ask themselves, mm-hmm. you know, am I at a place where I want to learn how to make the best use of that time, and to be able to do it in a deeper, concentrated fashion, you know, or am I still in a learning process? And for couples to ask some questions and get and talk to the therapist on the phone or on Zoom or something and get a feel for them. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like it would be meaningful and we could get traction with this person?
Yeah.
Not just their model, you know, this person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do they seem like work is harder or harder than us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think intensive therapists too, if I are willing to work harder than their couples and families.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, thanks for asking me about this. It's fun to talk about. It's the first time I've really ever talked about how I think about intensives, and after 15 years of being involved in doing them as a sort of maybe training or sharing video. So thank you.
I love it. I'm so grateful for you to be here and So I keep mentioning over and over, I love doing intensives. It's one of the things that really brought me into wanting to do couples therapy. You know, it's a game-changing experience. As a therapist, I find similar experience for my couples. You know, they'll come in and I can see very clear differences when they walk out. It's like, this person is not the same person that walked in my door. You know, yes, there may be still some work ahead that they need to do to maintain, but the person who walked out of here is not the same one who walked in here for the better. And it's amazing. It's incredible. And it feels like a sacred experience.
That's a nice word. I find that sacred and magic, deep, profound, poignant. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for doing the We Heart Therapy series. You've been doing it for many years now. And
yeah.
I don't know if people watching know that Annabelle, you know, you get no like direct financial remuneration. You're not hitting them, you know, the YouTube things, so you get residual checks. You don't have a sponsor. I think you do it because you believe in sharing and getting information and good ideas out about good couples therapy and family therapy. And so thank you from all of us to you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this started out as a humble grassroots effort to help spread some word and information to other therapists and to couples out there. And, you know, I feel blessed that, you know, almost 10 years later, I'm still here, you know, doing these videos, and it's really exciting. So thank you again, Jim, for just spending some time with us today and sharing your wisdom. And also, if folks want to find you, I know you're in Denver, in the Denver area. So what is your website so that folks want to do an intensive, or if there's a therapist train?
It's jimthomas.care. Jimthomas.com is still for sale on the internet, like 20 years later, the first time I looked for like $10,000. And then one day somebody said, try care. Mm-hmm. So jimthomas.care, email me, instituteforchange981@gmail.com, Institute for Change. And then the number's 981. I'll get back with you and we can talk, see if it feels like a good match, a good fit. And if you come see me, I'll work hard for you on your emotional bonds.
And if you're a therapist.
And if they want to get hold of you.
Yeah. Well, and two, if you're a therapist and you'd like to learn how to do intensives and get some training, you know, contact Jim and do some case consultation with him and get some training. And I'll put the link to Jim's website and his email in the description for this video on YouTube. If you're listening on podcast form, you'll probably just have to rewind and take some notes. But also, if you want to find me, you can find me at drbelle.com, drbelle.com, where my other website, I have like three websites. I also LasVegasMarriageCounseling.com and of course, We Heart Therapy. So yeah, and I'd be happy for you to come to Las Vegas and do an intensive with me. If you like the mountains, go to the mountains and hang out with Jim in Denver. And actually, Denver itself is flat, but it's just outside the mountains. But it's a beautiful, beautiful place to do an intensive. So, and Vegas can be a lot of fun, a lot of cheap flights here. So, but thank you so much, Jim, for being with us. And thank you for the therapists that are watching and even to the people who may not be a therapist, but you're just interested in therapy or interested in working on your relationship. You know, just appreciate you taking some time out of your day to stop by and educate yourself on some options for hope for your relationship in your life. And as with each video, we'll say, make sure that you hit subscribe because more videos are on the way. Don't forget to buy my book, Using Relentless Empathy in the Therapeutic Relationship, Connecting with Challenging and Resistant Clients, for helping professionals. Available on Amazon or on my website, www.drbugatti.com.